Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Victoria. It's the Victoria Happy Hour. Today I wanted to talk to you guys about the ego versus your higher self. I decided to talk about this because I think when people are starting to go through their journey of spirituality and trying to find themselves and to find that the fact that they're here with a purpose and want to get to know what they really are about. The problem people have often is the differentiation between what is the ego self and what is their higher self, to be able to start settling their mind and their body and their spirit at a more peaceful state. And, you know, we being humans, and we're here on this earth, we walk our daily walk, we see people and we interact with people and we're like, wow, this guy makes me angry. You know, and we're just humans. I mean, we're ultimately humans with a soul purpose. And so it's hard to just sit back and be like, wow, I had a really crappy day, and not focus on the negativity that we're given, you know, in each of our challenges of the day. So I figured today would be a really good day to talk about how to recognize what is an ego thought or action or reaction. And that way, when you're trying to learn to settle your mind and quiet your mind and be more of a spirit and more of a kindred spirit, I should say, then you'd be able to just differentiate between the two. And yes, my dog is playing with a squeaky toy at this current moment. Okay, so what I would like to go over is a little bit about the ego. So what I could describe simply is that the ego are negative things, right? And then the higher self are positive. Those are good ways to say it in a very simple form, okay? But when you're going through your day, you have to ask yourself, what are the thoughts I'm having? Like, how is it that what I'm thinking of, what is it? Like, is it a positive thought? Is it negative? Am I looking at someone in a negative way? Should I be looking at someone in a negative way? You know, or am I really thinking in a clear mind and in a happy way than in a sad or negative, if that makes sense. Okay, so do you ever make a scene over things that don't go your way? You know what I mean? If you sit there and you're like freaking out because you didn't get the parking spot, or you have road rage and you want to cuss out the guy that's driving in front of you, it is quite more than anything possible that the ego is taking over your mind, and that's a negative thought, okay? Are you so immersed in yourself that you struggle to show empathy for others? So if it's all about you, now, you know, don't confuse all about you being that you don't love yourself, because loving yourself and being all about you is two different things. It could be seen in two different things. When someone says that you should love yourself first, you should respect yourself and love yourself in a positive manner, versus when you immerse yourself in yourself, that's more of being selfish in, well, I'm not going to help others because I'm only about myself. You know what I mean? It's more of the selfish version of loving yourself, okay? So I didn't want you to think that loving yourself is bad, because it's not. Okay, so we're thinking more of the selfish, like, I don't want to open a door for someone, or I don't want to give money, or I don't want to help, or I don't show compassion towards someone else, because it's all about me. Okay, so that's kind of the difference on that. Do you excessively love yourself? I mean, excessive, like, no one else shines in your world except yourself. You know, and I mean that, again, in a more of the selfish manner than the honoring yourself, you know, treating yourself with respect and love that you should be treated, and understanding that you are the person that should be loved the most of yourself before you can love someone else. Okay, some people sacrifice themselves to love others, and that's not the way it should be. You should love yourself first and then extend the love out to others, so that it's kind of like a big, huge bubble of love, okay? But in this case, if it's an ego-driven thought or a reaction or an action, then you would be excessively loving yourself, okay? Do you find yourself unable to concentrate on helping others? Like, are you finding it hard to think that maybe you are a little bit more on the ego side than your higher self? If you wake up in the morning and you start your day, are you walking around like perpetually in just a bad mood? Like a black cloud showing, like, oh God, the Starbucks lady did not frost my milk, you know, or constantly being like angry. Yeah, just angry, you know, like, oh my God, this guy can't go any slower on this road, you know, and you're just really just mad, you know, that's also another indication. Are you a little self-centered? I mean, that's a good sign too, if it's like driven in a selfish way. Are you spiteful or dishes for others? So, you know, you look at other people and you're like, God, look at that car he's driving. Oh my God, you know, and you're like, I really wish you would just pop a tire, you know, or you're like, wow, that girl, she's just way too perfect, you know, and if you're sitting there looking at people in this lens of negativity, disrespectful, spiteful, and angry, you know, and you're just like, oh, you know, that's not very loving. And that's more of the ego driving your emotions on that. Do you continually, like, condemn others in order to make yourself feel better? So some people, like I'm with my friends. I don't mind, like, going through my day and just, like, kind of joking around with friends or coworkers and hyping on each other where we're just poking fun. That's different than continuously trying to belittle others in order to make yourself feel worthy or better. And that's another example, too. Do you have little compassion for another person? Someone going through a struggle and just be like, well, it's not me, you know, or like, you know, God, thank God that ain't me, you know, or just something negative instead of showing like compassion, like, oh my God, I feel really, you know, bad that this is happening to her. You know, I wish I could just give her a hug or, you know, oh my God, this is awful. You know, I can't believe their family is going through things like this. And that's like empathy. And people tend to just be like, oh, thank God it wasn't me. And that, that kind of reaction is not really a very positive one as well. Do you kind of feel a little bit competitive in your life where you're overly competitive, trying to outdo another to make yourself shine? That's another thing that's also an indication that the ego is just dominating your mind. Let's think. Do you like to gossip or do you like to lie? That's another thing too. Like you have to think, well, if I'm gossiping about somebody, about their misfortune or a negative about that person, then you're spreading the negatives and that's not a positive. So that's an ego. Or do you like to do a lot of, like, white lies or really dark ones, perhaps, you know, something that's really god-awful because you just don't want to face the reality of that your actions are something that you shouldn't be doing, then that's a negative. So that would be an ego-driven thing. Do you, when someone, like, does something to you and it makes you feel really awful and you know that they're right and it just makes you feel even more awful, and does it really, really, really hurt bad? Like you're going to just like dive off the cliff into despair because someone actually pointed out something that you do incorrectly. You know, that's also something that shows an ego. So, you know, ultimately, when you're going through the spiritual journey, however, whatever level that you're in, you should try really hard not to project out the negative of people, of situations, of your emotions. Because you remember, I know Tree has talked about it, there's, you know, the Course in Miracles say, you know, what you send out, you receive. And, ultimately, in our spiritual journey, we want to be able to send out the love, the positive, to receive the love and positive. And this also not only goes along with love, but also goes along with abundance. So you don't want to, you know, send out negativity and expect that you're going to be abundant in return, you know. So, and that's part of the, you know, the process of doing that energy transfer where you're going to get the things that you want, you know, whether it's the relationship, the money, you know, the home that you've always dreamt of, or maybe this job that you've always dreamt of. It could be as simple as a car or a phone call from a guy that you're just interested in, or a girl that you're interested in. it starts also with your mind, the way you think. And the way you think is driven by either your higher self or the ego. Okay, so that's why tonight, with this message that I'm going to talk about, with this ego to understand, is going to help you guys tremendously if you could understand what your words and your thoughts are and stop thinking the negative and bringing in more of the positive. And it's kind of like, so if you get angry at someone, think about it. Well, why am I angry at them? You know, like, what is it about this person that's getting me angry? And if it's something that's really simple, like, you know, they hit my car. I mean, clearly we're going to get mad at that. I mean, that's not ego driven. That's like, hey, you hit my car. Thanks a lot. But, you know, if you're getting angry at someone or judgmental about somebody, what is it about them that you are projecting this ego mentality towards? You know, and is it usually 9 times out of 10, it's out of lack. You know, you're lacking something that they have. And what they have is not necessarily a materialistic thing. It's more of like not a personality. It's they have like an air to them that is something that you just don't have. Confidence, self-esteem. I mean, a big thing too is like a big lack that the ego loves to just throw out there is self-esteem and confidence. So if your self-esteem is like scraping bottom, like tractor trailer dragging it in the back, or, you know, just through the mud, then that's going to be where you should start working on. And a lot of your ego-driven actions are due to the fact that you don't have self-esteem, okay? So it's this process of determining between the ego and the higher self will it's not going to be easy, because it's a lot of self-reflection, a lot of introspective view of yourself. And unfortunately, you know, in order for us to learn to be better people, to be intuitive, to be psychic, you know, to be able to live in this world in harmony, we have to fix ourselves first. And no one else will do it. There's not a pill. You can't take a pill and be like, all right, I'm fixed. Or, you know, you can't call, like, let's say Tree and be like, Tree, fix me. Because I guarantee you she's not going to be like, snap her fingers. She'll be like, yep, going to give you tools to work on yourself. And one of the tools that she gave me was this 3 years ago, and it was defining the ego and the higher self. And it has helped me tremendously. And so one way that I worked on it was that I sat there, and I could be driving, and I'm thinking about all sorts of stuff. I mean, I used to think a whole lot. I mean, my mind would just not stop. I would look at somebody like, wow, God, look at those shoes. Or I'd be driving, I'd be like, oh, God, this guy in the car is so annoying. Or I would be jealous. I'm like, wow, look at that person driving that car. I'm so jealous. What, did he steal it or something? And then I realized that I was thinking so much in the negative, ego-driven, that I just sat there and I'm like, what am I going to do? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to clear, cancel, and delete this thought. So I did clear, cancel, delete. I realized I said something really awful. And I was just like, all right, clear, cancel, delete. And I just say that. Clear, cancel, delete. I have also used where I've written it and probably a mental image of it on like a whiteboard in my head. And I just took an eraser and I erased it. And then I realized after a while that, you know, and it took time. Don't get me wrong. This is not instantaneous. And that's another downfall some people have, is that they think that this process is just, it's going to be instant. It's continuous practice, continuous being aware of what you are doing. And eventually you will get to the point where you're realizing, you're like, wow, I'm actually walking around doing things, you know, driving, you know, walking your dog or shopping for food. And I'm not obsessed in my head about negative thoughts. And you're like, oh my God, I'm walking with peace. And then when you realize that you're at that state, it feels really good that you just could walk your day and just be like in peace, because you're not allowing your ego to take over your mind, your body, and your spirit, and you're living in a little bit of harmony in yourself. And that's the goal that we all have, you know, and that's what we aim to do when we're sitting here trying to figure out, oh my God, I need to be spiritual because I'm not enjoying the life I'm in right now. Kind of like the way I was three and a half years ago when I started with Tree. I was not happy. I was not happy because I didn't have a boyfriend, and I was miserable. I felt like I was on a treadmill, running like fast as all get up and going absolutely nowhere. And the thing I needed to do most was work on myself. And this is part of it. So if we start to practice, let's say, start today. No time then in the present. Make note of the words that you say, the things that you say, and how you say it, and how you direct it. And if it's negative, ask yourself, well, why am I thinking like this? Like, what is it about this situation that's making me say this, or think this, or do this? And then you'll realize that it all ends up coming back to you with a negative thought that the ego decided that it wants to have you think. Now, I know people think the ego is like, you know, it's the ego, unfortunately, is there with you for life. But it's how much you allow your ego to take over your life and influence your actions and your thoughts and your behaviors. That's going to be the difference. And we want the ego to be there because, you know, he needs to be there in some shape or form. But he needs to be suppressed. He needs to have about 10% of your life versus 90%. Okay? So, let's see. We could do like an ego versus the higher self phraseology. Okay? So, let's say an ego seeks to serve only itself. It cares solely of itself. It's just like, it's me, 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 I. There's no you. There's no we. Okay? But the soul tends to look and wants to serve others. And when I say serve others, people are just like, you know what? I like to do for others before I do for myself. You know, not sacrificing, I'm saying, but they like it. They get enjoyment out of helping others. Okay? So, let's see. Ego likes to seek outward recognition. I want to be recognized. I want the plaque on my wall. Oh, I did good. Pat, pat, pat. Please put me on the pedestal. I want the medal on my chest. Give it to me. And they want it. They thrive it. They desire it so much above all other things. And that's an ego-driven thought process. But the soul tends to seek. So instead of wanting others to sit there and pat you on the back, you just sit there and be like, you know what? It's cool because you know what? I did good. And that's all that matters. I know myself that I did good. And then you're like, all right, so that's your higher self. The ego likes to think that life is like a competition. So it's like always trying to better yourself, outdo, you know, the Joneses or whatever that phrase is. It's a competition, right? We got whoever does the most gets the better, most paycheck, makes the most money in the world, has the better car, has the better clothes, has that fancy handbag. That's the ego. And I remember when I was younger, I used to shop and I used to try to buy label brands because I thought people would view me any different because I'd sit there and walked around with a very expensive purse or a pair of shoes or something. But you know what, quite honestly, no one freaking cared. But that was an ego-driven desire to show off. And that's not what we're here for, you know? Soul tends to see that life is a gift. So you walk through life, you're happy with the things you have. You're blessed. You feel blessed. You're like, you know what? This is my soul's purpose, is to be here to learn a lesson, to do good for others, to do good for myself, and leave an imprint in this lifetime. Okay? The ego feels and thrives off of lack. What you don't have is what they hate the most. So, like, I can't stand the fact that I don't have a house with a white picket fence. But the soul feels that no matter what they have abundance. They're like, oh my God, I may not have the house with the white picket fence, but I have this beautiful apartment that has ceiling fans and air and AC, and I'm happy, I'm cool. Life is great. They feel that they are abundant, ever they have. It doesn't matter, big or small, tiny, whatever. They're just like, my life is good. Ego feels very mortal. You know, so the ego feels like, you know, I'm going to die if I don't do these things. You know, I'm just like, I'm here. I have to do it because otherwise that's it. Life is done. Like, I can't. Whereas the soul knows that his life is eternal. It's forever. So whether it's this lifetime or another lifetime or whatever, they're just like, I'm here. I'm going to enjoy every single second of it. And we're going to have fun. The ego loves to lust. It's lust after things, lust after those pretty things that are expensive with a tag or the shiny car. Lust, lust, lust. They're like, I just love, love, but it's a different love. It's the lust. Whereas the soul is just drawn to love, love, that kind of love that makes your heart skip a beat, or you just feel so harmonious inside, where you just like, I love life. You know what I mean? I love being here. Just like it's that weird feeling of love that just feels so right, you know? Let's see. The ego likes to win and get the prize. So they do things for an outcome, for something, a payback, to get something in return, whereas the soul just enjoys doing it. They just like it. So they're like, some people like to help out at soup kitchens. So they help out at soup kitchens because they want to write it on the resume, or they want to show people that they're doing for others. You know, and it's showing, if you notice that, showing to others that they're doing this. You know, like showing off, like, why would you want to have someone else say that what you're doing is okay? You know what I mean? So that's an ego-driven thing. Whereas the soul just does it. They just do it because they want to. The ego causes a lot of pain. Like I said, it's negativity, so it's pain. It's painful. Anything where you're hurt, you're angry, you're upset, you're sad, you're crying. You know, it's like, those are all bad, negative-type things. Whereas the soul likes to heal. So you may have something negative that happened to you where you're feeling like you're in pain. You know, you're like, I lost my dog. You know, I cry. I'm very upset, but I know that I'm healing. Do you know what I mean? So when I feel sad, I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to be healing. It's okay. I'm going to be all right. You know, whereas other people who are ego-driven would be angry that this happened. Someone did this to him. That he shouldn't have been gone. He shouldn't leave me. Blaming him for something that he has absolutely nothing for. That's an ego thing. A lot of times, the ego just doesn't believe in God. The ego just doesn't think that there's anything God could do for him. A lot of time you hear people say, well, what has God done for me? And that right there, you know, is a total ego-driven thought. And that's negative. There's no way. Whereas the soul just sits there and knows that God's there and God gives us the challenges that we need. Now, I mean God being God, higher being, the I am presence, the whatever you believe in. So I just say God just because it's a little easier. But the soul just embraces it and knows that the journey that they're given is the journey that they should live through, and trusts that God, or the, you know, the higher self, the being, will guide them in this process as well. The other thing that's really interesting is that when you think about the ego is about me. Me, 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 I. It's only about me, whereas the soul is all about we. So if you find yourself starting to say, hey, I'm so happy that we were able to do this, then you know that you're speaking more from the soul. Whereas if you're ego-driven, you're like, oh, my God, that was so good. I was so good at this, or I was so this, or, you know, things of that nature. Then you know that it's more ego-driven because ultimately, you know, you want to share the happiness that you have. And if you're going to share the happiness, then it's a we. It's a we statement. So instead of, you know, focusing on I, we focus on we. You know, so I challenge you all, everyone who's listening, to try for a week. Just try for a week to really find out whether you could balance out what the ego is driving in your mind and try to raise your soul or your higher self, your vibration. So that way you could become more at peace with your life, with people, and just walk through your daily walk with your mind quiet and feeling good and happy. Okay, so just remember, try whiteboard. Some people do whiteboard. Erase it, visually erase it. Visualization is really good to get rid of things. Other times you could clear, cancel, delete, you know, or clear it or delete it or just feel like it does not exist. So you just sit there and say something negative, like, oh, my God, I said something negative. So I'm going to clear, cancel, delete, done. Or sometimes when I was working through the process of stopping being judgmental, because, yeah, I had a problem with being judgmental against others. Once I realized I said something that was judgmental, I followed it up with something that was positive. So you could do that. where you know that it's ego-driven, and then you're like, no, 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 it's not about me, it's about us, it's a we. And you just follow it up with something that you know is a higher self statement. You will have a better day. Your day will just be easier. You know, the ego is the one that sits there when you stub your toe in the first morning when you wake up out of the bed and you're like, oh my God, this is going to be such a bad day. That is so not the higher self. That's the ego that's just all about himself or herself. So try that. I'm going to challenge you all. You can reach me on Angel Coaches, Facebook, Angel Coaches. I am a friend of the site and also of Cherie on her Facebook page. So please look me out, Victoria Whitehead. And just, or just post on Angel Coaches on Facebook. Just post how this process has helped you during this week. You know, just say, hey, I listened to Victoria's show. I applied what she talked about, and I feel X or Y or Z or A or B. Let me know how it goes, because this has really been monumental in how I've been able to walk my daily walk. And I could honestly say that now that I've eliminated the majority, because the ego is still there, don't forget, of the ego-driven thoughts, I'm able to walk my day without negativity. And it makes a world of difference to everyone, trust me. And it'll make your whole, like, the whole mind, body, and spirit just feel very zen. And you'll look at life in a different lens. I promise you, you'll change your glasses from negative to positive. And then, because you've done this, you're going to start attracting all the good stuff that you've always wanted to attract, but it was the ego that was holding you down, the negativity. So this is your next step to get your abundance, to get that boyfriend, to get the money, to get the house, or whatever you've been striving for, is to eliminate this negativity. So what do you think? I think it's a great idea. So I'm going to conclude my show today. Don't forget, every Wednesday, 8 p.m., right here, I will be talking about all sorts of fun things. Next week, I want to talk about soul planning, give you some examples. It's probably going to be a couple shows I'll do it on, because the examples go forever, and they're awesome. And I really want to be able to share with you some of these, so that way you could apply them and understand them in your life. Don't forget, tomorrow, Therese Transformation Thursday. She has fabulous speakers, awesome topic, definitely more thought-provoking than ever. So please log in, listen to her. She's awesome. And if you have any questions, let me know, okay? So don't forget, post anything on Angel Coaches on Facebook. That would be really awesome. I'd really be interested in knowing what's going on with that, okay? So you all have yourself one of those fabulous nights, and be blessed and happy, and go forth and conquer with your soul versus ego workshop. All right, guys, have a great one. Bye.